Welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
On a recent Saturday night, Studios on the Park in Paso Robles was ready for a crowd. People wandered through the atrium and the studios. Some were already in deep conversation with artists about restaurants, life, and art. The spacious, colorful building is open in the center with studios where resident artists work while visiting with the public. Many pieces are created, displayed, and sold all under one roof in downtown Paso Robles. This year, Studios on the Park celebrates 10 years as an art center. Ann Ladin, the founder of Studios on the Park, talks about how it all started. She's lived in the area since the mid-1980s.
I moved on to a cattle ranch 20 miles west of Paso Robles and continued to create artwork and ship it out of the area. UPS truck came down that long dirt road every day, picked up stuff and shipped it to New York, to wherever in Europe I was selling stuff, and I just was invisible.
As for the art scene,
absolutely nothing was going on in the arts community when I arrived here in 1984.
She and the other artists in the area had a low profile.
There were always lots of artists hidden away in the North County that loved it like I did, but we didn't have places to show. There occasionally would be a small gallery or a frame shop that would open and close over the years.
Ann Ladin had moved to the Central Coast after helping start a thriving art center in Virginia.
When I moved here, I came with 12 years of experience at the Torpedo Factory Art Center in Alexandria, Virginia. When I arrived in Alexandria, there was an old torpedo factory, and a lot of us artists got together and said, wouldn't this make a great art center? We were young and optimistic, and we had the backing of the city, and we ended up with 80 studios and 220 artists.
Ladin dreamed of duplicating the torpedo factory here on the Central Coast.
And so I was in on the ground floor of that. I brought that experience with me when I moved out here.
A search for a building began, and Ladin soon set her sights on a large, empty building on the park in Paso Robles.
Well, I found the last remaining example of an auto parts building that hadn't been torn down and made into a restaurant or a bunch of stores. And it was empty for 5 years after the 2003 earthquake.
Ladin was confident that the idea was a good one.
2007, we signed the lease on the building, but that was after months and months of calling the landlord and trying to convince him to rent it to an art center. We're going to have this fabulous three-story art center here, and I'm going to need a lot of tenants to make this work. And of course, what artists wouldn't want to pay reasonable rent to have their work seen downtown Paso Robles? And then the crash happened.
The reality is smaller than Ladin visualized, but the space is well utilized. Studios on the Park is home to 16 resident artists and has at least 10 studios, plus a light-filled atrium space. Along with the resident artists, the Paso Robles Arts Association and the Paso Robles School District students produce and sell art in the building. Lots of events are hosted in the space as well.
That's what you see today, is you see a much more practical use of the building for now. And the three-story building plans are just kind of on the shelf. The idea in the beginning was that we would break even on the rent that we pay the landlord would be paid by the artists that are renting the spaces.
The financial reality is more complicated. Studios on the Park is celebrating 10 years as a nonprofit organization, and donations help keep things going, like the art classes.
Early on, it was suggested to me that I apply to Archie McLaren, the Central Coast Wine Classic, because they would maybe give us some money for arts classes. So I had a wonderful conversation with Archie, and he stipulated that the funds that they would give us would have to go to underserved youth. And so that's really was the beginning of funding for our Art Smart program that's grown today to serve 4,000 kids. It was a fantastic little idea that we got from that first funding. And then since then, we've gotten wonderful donations and additional grants from the Hearst Foundation.
The studio space occupied by Paso Robles Joint Unified School District is full of paintings, drawings, and three-dimensional works by students. They can paint, talk to the public, and even sell their art.
Oh wow, this looks like a student gallery.
Yeah.
Middle school art. That side is high school.
Goodness.
The resident artists enjoy the camaraderie of the shared space. Dennis Curry is painting landscapes that capture the distinct lighting of local settings.
And I think that's one of the great things about this space, the opportunity to see a lot of different approaches to art and talk to the artists about the work. We have the gallery for the Paso Robles High School in here. It's fun talking to the kids about their work and come in and talk to me about mine, and it's just a very dynamic and alive art space that's very unique.
There are other benefits as well.
Well, it's sort of a discipline because I'm kind of required to cover the space for 15 hours a week, and a lot of times there isn't anybody in, so I get a lot of painting done here. So I've actually gotten a lot more work done since I've been a member of studios than I was getting done in my home studio.
The artists are usually happy to talk about their work. Deb Hofstetter describes the technique used in a dramatic piece featuring a large bird.
That heron, there's a story behind every single one of our pictures. And that heron was captured over in San Simeon where I was camping. Unfortunately, when I took that picture, the concrete freeway was right behind him. So I had to cut him out. And I just kind of played around with different backgrounds till I found something that really clicked for me, and it made me feel the way I felt when I saw him flying.
Hofstetter enjoys her time at Studios on the Park.
But it's meeting great people and making connections. Tonight I met two doctors from Iran who relocated to Oregon. And so it's like, oh, well, why? Let's get the details. So it's really interesting. You make those connections, and then pretty soon they start to ask you questions, and then pretty soon you're all talking about art.
Artist Vincent Bernardi pulls together abandoned items in an unusual way to create abstract textural pieces.
I've been doing art and music my whole life, but I just started sort of doing more folk art and assemblage art, found objects or reclaimed objects. I usually will build a background and then add things to it.
Bernardi's studio is a favorite among children, and he encourages their input.
I said, what do you think I used to make all these pieces? And right away, two of the kids knew. They said, creativity. And it's so refreshing and great because their ideas about what the art is better than what I think it is.
Founder Ann Ladin sums up what she thinks makes Studios on the Park successful.
All the artists respect and admire one another. That's like really important. We cannot evaluate our success, in quotes, on the basis of how much we sell. But when somebody among us sells something, we all cheer.
As a final thought, however, Ladin echoes Bernardi's feelings about the value of creating art in a public environment. She admits it's not for every artist, but
many of us thrive on that interaction with the public. I absolutely love when I'll get a 8 or 9 year old child and her mother, her father, come in and suddenly light up when they see all the paints out on my palette. I think sometimes the act of explaining what you're doing and simplifying it for somebody who's not experienced artist gives you a new idea or solidifies in your mind where you're headed and makes your end product turn out better. Sometimes my paintings are better. I would say all the time my paintings are better when I have to stop occasionally and explain to someone else what on earth I'm doing. Each of us have the opportunity to watch our work grow. We get a lot better at what we do when we have the opportunity to show it regularly and to have the feedback from the public and from our peers. I think that is one of the greatest things about Studios on the Park.
You'll find the Art Center on Pine Street between 11th and 12th in Paso Robles. For KCBX, I'm Carol Tangeman.